In 2015, hundreds of countries signed onto the Paris Agreement, where they committed to working to limit global average temperature increases to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or no more than 2 degrees Celsius. USU's Dr. Simon Wang and his PhD student Matthew LaPlante, along with a team of other researchers, ran simulations to understand what these two scenarios mean in terms of global weather and wildfires. A change of 1.5 or 2 degrees seems small, but it can have big impacts on our planet. Wang and LaPlante were surprised to see that limiting temperature increases to either of these levels may not matter for the Western U.S. fire regimes.
I think one of the things that was troubling for me about the findings in the study was that it appears that the threshold for extreme fire weather has already been met in the Western United States. And even if we held warming to 1.5 degree, it might not make a difference because we've already met that threshold.
And it's really not good news. It actually means that we have pushed our fire season to another different category.
Their findings from running these simulations show that the abnormally harsh fire seasons we have seen in the West could become the new normal in other areas as warming continues.
What we are seeing in the Western United States, we will potentially be seeing in other places in the world too, where the fire season is much longer and the risk for extreme fire weather is much higher.
The researchers note that these projections of 1.5 or 2 degrees are best-case scenarios if emissions are reduced and the Paris Agreement levels are met.
That even if we meet our best-case scenario goals, we still have a world that will be rapidly changing with each half-degree increment of warming, and we need to start preparing for that.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.